The brightest weather of the work week looks to be behind us as a large, slow-moving upper-level low and associated coastal low will bring clouds and rainfall to us for the remainder of the work week. Across our region this afternoon, we've seen clouds mixing with some sunshine, though it seems that the clouds have really taken over the sky, especially this afternoon. Radar returns are light, generally indicating Virga, which is rainfall that falls from the clouds but evaporates before reaching the ground. However, as we work through the next few hours, there's certainly the possibility of at least a few light showers or sprinkles making it all the way down to ground level. It has been a cool day across the Northeast after sub-freezing temperatures in many areas this morning. Temperatures this afternoon have only moved up into the 50s, and it seems that on top of the damp weather that's coming, cool weather will also be in our weather headlines as we work through the next several days. So off to our west, there is some rainfall through the Great Lakes south into Ohio. Right now, it doesn't look that impressive. However, as this upper-level trough cuts off into an upper-level low, that's going to generate that coastal low that will basically meander across the Northeast as we work through much of the rest of this week. So for tonight, the sky will become totally cloudy. We'll have the chance for at least some showers with temperatures falling back into the upper 30s and lower and mid-40s. And then as we work through the day tomorrow, we'll look for a mostly cloudy sky. We'll have periods of showers, so it won't rain the entire time, but certainly there's that threat for rain during the entire day. Temperatures will be cool, running generally in the 50s, and we will keep pretty much the same forecast with us for Wednesday and Thursday with a good deal of clouds, showers, or rain from time to time, and temperatures running generally in the 50s. It appears that rain will continue even into Friday. Eventually, though, by the weekend, it looks like that upper-level low will work its way far enough out of the region to return us to dry weather. And now here is my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. For tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, possible snow showers in the high elevations, low in the mid-30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of showers, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, possible snow showers in the high elevations, low in the mid-30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with periods of showers, high in the upper 40s to lower 50s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, low in the mid-40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, periods of showers, high in the upper 50s to lower 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, mostly cloudy, a chance of showers, low in the upper 30s to lower 40s. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, with periods of showers, high in the mid to upper 50s. Region-wide on Wednesday and Thursday, cloudy with periods of rain and showers, highs in the 50s, some upper 40s in the high terrain. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.